Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Protein Housie with a Purpose. Text line 69306. From the 785, so you tell us all about your office drama, but you don't play any of the Seth Kizer interview. Good point. I wish you would have texted that earlier. No, I guess you'll just have to check it out if you would. Radio.com, go to Show and Vern, the radio.com app, or go to 610sports.com on demand page and listen to the podcast. I tweeted it out as well last night, so you could go to my Twitter page as well, at Josh Vernier 610. Text line always open for you, though. We'll hope to sprinkle in some phone calls a little bit later on in the show. So Mike Trout signs a 12-year, $430 million deal to remain in Anaheim. I think it's a bad day for baseball. I'll get to that coming up in a moment. But Serta and I were talking after yesterday's show, and, you know, I enjoy college basketball just as much as the next guy. I'm not going to say that I am a college basketball super fan. But if a college basketball, if an NCAA tournament game is on and close, of course I'm going to watch it. But I'm not the kind of guy that's going to be able to sit here and break down UC Irvine or Northeastern. I have too much of a life to be able to break down Northeastern or UC Irvine. If you want that, then this show might not be the spot for you. But I wanted to get a little bit more juiced for the NCAA tournament. I mean, I'm excited to watch what K-State can do, likely without Dean Wade. We'll see what the great Bill Self can milk out of this team. Of course, my Michigan Wolverines. So, a lot to look forward to, but I'm not really juiced about it. And I threw that at Serta, and Serta, you're already juiced for the NCAA tournament. I didn't know you were such a NCAA tournament savant.
I do love some college basketball.
I didn't know that. I knew you were a football nerd. I didn't, because it didn't really come up during the course of the regular season. This is just like a tournament thing?
I really only care about the NCAA tournament. It's fun to gamble on.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch all the games, to watch all the hopes and dreams die and be shattered.
It's a weird thing to say.
I really I gain strength from other people's sorrow. So I really like seeing people cry and their hopes and dreams crushed in the NCAA tournament.
You're sounding a tad bit morbid. So it's not the one shining moment or the guy hitting the game-winning shot. You like to see Adam Morrison crying at center court.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what should we be looking forward to? What can you tell us about the NCAA tournament here in 2019?
I got a handful of games that I would like you to keep an eye out for during this first round of the NCAA tournament. Obviously, the second round's over the weekend, but big-time matchups. The number one, of course, the Duke Blue Devils. Must-watch television. They're going to smoke whoever they play. They've got the most talent in the country. And when you've got one guy who only has one name, Zion,
yeah,
you're going to go places.
No question.
And he will carry you to greatness.
Yeah, I think everyone's picking Duke. That seems to be the wise choice. All right, yeah, I'm with you so far. That's a yes. I think most people would agree. Zion, you would watch him regardless of who he would, whatever team he was playing on, you would watch Zion. And I'll be honest, this might be the first time ever that I find myself maybe not openly rooting for Duke, but I'm not cheering for their demise. I want to see as much Zion as I can. All right, good start.
We know you always have to pick that 12-5 upset.
Sure.
We've got a pressure-packed matchup of the of the week goes to Oregon trying to pull off one of the upsets over Wisconsin, 12 seed Oregon Ducks versus number 5 Wisconsin Badgers. We know Wisconsin just isn't that athletic because they usually have a bunch of white guys that aren't that athletic, and I'm willing to bet Oregon can hit the tray.
So you're guessing. Sounds like you're guessing with that Oregon thing.
Yeah, they always have shooters.
A lot of stereotypes in that little breakdown. Yeah, I mean, it.
Bang.
Sure, sure. Wisconsin's not very athletic. They're normally okay in March. All right. Not as strong as you're open, but what's next?
Villanova versus St. Mary's is a matchup of wits against wits. The future leaders of tomorrow type of game. No real aspirations to win a national title, although Nova is the defending national champion. That's why this is the smartest matchup of the week, because we know those guys can really burn through some chem books.
Oh. Wits versus wits, I believe is what you said. Do you even know what wit is?
No. I just know those people have good resumes.
Is St. Mary's a smart school?
Sounds smart. Pretty sure it's not easy to get into. Next, my pick for the absolute worst fans in the first round of the tournament. That means that I will be rooting for both of your teams to lose and not advance in any way, if that is possible. Cincinnati and Iowa. I don't know much about the Bearcats, but I do know that I hate the Bengals, and I can't imagine people that go to school in Cincinnati are much better, and their head coach's name is Mick Cronin. Sounds like a character from Gangs of New York. I've also been to Iowa. It's not fun. I've been to Iowa bars. They also suck. I also once got a speeding ticket in Iowa for a slight coast over the speed limit at best. Hawkeye fans, you're terrible.
So as this is progressing, I'm seeing the facts are beginning to fall by the wayside, and we're really starting to zero in on just your personal experiences, more so than actually insight on these games. Klingler, isn't Josh Klingler an alum of Iowa? He is one of the nicest people I've ever met. That seems like an unfair takeout.
He's the only good Hawkeye fan I've ever met.
And Mick Cronin does kind of seem like a scumbag.
The ugliest matchup of the week. I'm not talking on the court play. I'm actually just talking straight up hideous people.
Oh my God.
Goes to the Maryland Terrapins, who will take on the winner of the Belmont and Temple play-in game.
Wait.
Only thing that can
so
save
all
this
three
thing.
Teams?
Yes. Yeah.
All three teams.
Have you
are
seen
their
rosters?
No, of course I haven't. I just told you I'm not really following it.
The only
closely.
Thing that could really save this thing would be Belmont scoring the upset thanks to forward Derek Saban, who's shooting a whopping 70% from the floor on 12 of 17 shooting on the season. He is 0 for 2 from downtown, though, so there's some weakness in that game.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Do you believe Derek Saban is a real person? He did have stats to back it up, so we all know how lazy Serta is. I don't think he would do both things. I believe you with that Derek Saban thing. Wow.
And the dumbest matchup of the week. You guessed it right. Buffalo versus Arizona State. But it could be also St. John's because that's also a play-in game. So this could move up and down the rankings, to be quite honest, because I feel like St. John's has to move you up a little bit of a notch in the IQ category. But if it's Buffalo, Arizona State, we know that is not high IQ basketball.
How do we know that? I don't know that. Are you promising me that that's a fact? Are
they test
dumb?
Scores.
They're, okay, so you're saying they're dumb people. Serta's spotlight on March. That started off pretty good, and then it just seemed like you just wanted to take out a bunch of 18 to 21-year-olds and other people that graduated from said college. Wow.
Well, that's what we do during the NCAA tournament.
We've never been on during the NCAA tournament. This is our first NCAA tournament as a show. What do you mean this is what we do?
That's what I do during the NCAA tournament. That's how I enjoy myself.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. What'd you think of that? Serta's spotlight on March.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.